after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Hot, frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, the building. It is yet another Wednesday. So, you know, every Wednesday, we bring you what we call Hump Day After Dusk. And Hump Days After Dusk are self-explanatory, except we kind of put a twist on it and change the meaning of the word of hump a little bit on this show. So on Wednesdays, it's probably like one of the craziest, probably or the craziest day of the week on the shows. And yeah, just you can buck your seatbelts because it's like a box of Cracker Jacks. And you're like, oh, damn, they going there. So y'all saw even on Monday and Tuesday this week our shows, great episodes. I feel this will be dope different. This will be another great episode in the making. And, yeah, tonight we got a special guest, Erin Imani. Mrs. Erin Imani Kane. She will be in the building. We'll be chopping it up with her. About being a model, being a mom, a wife, and managing to be a manager, all tied into all that. So I cannot wait to chop it up with her and just dig in her brain. And let's see. Oh, there go my co-hosts with the mostest at the same time. They smell me. They smell me in the room. What's up, TNA?
Hey there.
Nate said she was going to miss tonight. She said Wednesday is my favorite day of the week. that tell you something. That Scorpio and Nate, that she hurry up. Oh, I can hurry up this hump day.
And you are so silly.
Also, Nate, you missed it yesterday. So our first guest, she said that she the craziest spot she ever did something at was in a bounce house.
Okay. She getting up there on my level. Okay.
No, nah, ain't nobody on your level.
She said
what happened was like she was in a bounce house and I was with this dude, she had a crush on the neighborhood. So she ended up when nobody over there, he was jumping and he started filling up on her. And then she decided to give him something to bounce off. So, yeah, I thought that was crazy. I'm like, damn, the bounce off? That's crazy.
That is very interesting.
Mm-mm-mm. And then our second guest, she said that her and her husband have a bucket list of places they want to do stuff at. I'm like, wow, a bucket list, wow. But yeah, so it's been a crazy week. And I know Aaron is listening. I don't think yet you can figure out our questions because no one ever knows who's going to ask them. Like, they listened hard yesterday, and it was two interviews back-to-back, and we didn't ask, and some of the questions we didn't ask together, so they try to be prepared, but you never can be prepared for us.
Never. Ever.
Okay, so, Nate, how was the rest of your week been thus far? I know we get a chance to have you yesterday.
So far, so good, you know. Just getting prepared for Miami.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Okay, are you going to be, hold on, here we go, play a game. Are you going to be your best behavior in Miami, Nate?
Am I going to behave?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, you're going to behave.
Oh, all right.
Repeat after me. Say, Steady. Come on, you gotta take the oath. There you go. I am
going to
be. I'm not going to be.
Okay. Lord. I can't do this, Javi.
Y'all might see me on Snapchat at G5 Strip Club, okay?
What? Okay. What day would this be going on? Next week, right?
Saturday next week.
Okay. I got some shoes going on that day, but I'll manage to find a way to watch my Snap. I don't think I'll be on my time at that time. I mean, I don't think I'll be working at that time. T, I'll go to you. I know you were on here yesterday. How have things been with you over the past 24 hours?
Huh?
How have things been with you the past 24 hours? Huh?
Okay. It's been good, you know, chilling, working.
Okay. Chilling, working. And then, you know what? See, I'm disappointing you. You hit me with that name that nonsense yesterday. Well, y'all got to stay tuned. There you go. I was like, goodness, what the hell was talking to me?
Well, you can't really tell all your moods to people because, you know, some people be watching you.
You never know.
I know. Still, I'm not
to
the hitters.
Yeah, and people
always
be praying on your downfall,
Jack. I hate both of y'all.
Aww,
oh, man.
Nice thing I heard all day.
I literally did a photo shoot right before I came. I actually got done for well ahead of time. I was able to give me something to eat and everything well before the show. So I was excited. Because sometimes I do those late photo shoots. Early evening, I get screwed, and then I'm like running like a chicken with my head cut off trying to get ready for the show. Not fun. That's not what happened on Monday. I don't even want to tell you what happened on Monday. Sad case.
Monday, I got
my behind. Comes up having a lawn to wake me up when the show, 10 minutes before the show started, and I didn't know I had it on AM, not PM. I was so screwed. Luckily, my mental clock said, you got something to do. I was like, oh!
Hold on. Nate, I heard that.
What?
I heard that, she.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I
want to share.
Monday after the show, I got some dates.
Oh, Lord. I'm not trying to hear this from neither one of y'all. This is what happens when you try to be good and you try to keep everything clean. Oh man. this is just in my whole entire mind. And that's why I stay busy, because I don't stay busy as they say, idle mind is a devil's workshop. So yeah, I try to stay busy. Otherwise, it's gonna be somebody's daughter gonna get in trouble.
Hmm.
Yeah, I just try to protect people's daughters, you know.
Be quiet.
I'm trying to turn over a new leaf because I had these moments where I think I'm gonna be good and be a born again version, and I do good for a while, and then.
Well, I am not doing those type of things.
Let me see. How long has it been?
At this moment.
Man, it's been a year and some change, man. I don't even know how to do those activities anymore. I'm about to have a refresher course.
No, it's like a bike. Once you learn, it ain't.
I need somebody to get. I'll get the the projector up. Yeah, okay, this is what you do. I need all those lessons.
Oh, nah. You heard the saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks now. You better watch them movies.
I'm going to tell you right now, the movies, every time. Okay, I got to tell you about that joke, too, by the way, about her saying them movies. There's an inside joke about them movies. You say them
what's
movies.
What's the inside?
Instead of saying porn, because people catch on, you talk about porn, you say them movies, they don't really know what you're talking about right away. But, I would say, yeah, man. I could honestly say, by watching the movies, that's how I learned how to, please the women orally was watching the movies. So yeah, you can learn a lot. Y'all need to pay. You need to start paying the hell attention. You know, some people just pay attention just to jack off and stinging themselves or whatever. I'd be trying to look at, like, let me see what freaky things people are doing these days.
Nah, I don't even watch it unless okay, we're not going there. But you know.
Yeah,
I don't watch it.
And on that note, I think it's time to save ourselves when we act too crazy. Let's go ahead and go to a very, very, very quick music break, and then we'll be back. Shoot, when we come back, we're going to have our guest. I'm going to put on a really petty song to commemorate this moment that we are talking about.
Hey, you still didn't download my song.
Hey, it's Brian McKnight here. You know, the other day on Twitter, I had an idea about doing an adult mixtape. And I asked everybody on my timeline, I was like, you know, if I had this idea, what subjects would you want me to tackle? And there were some varied sort of responses. Most people only want to hear me do one kind of song. But there's been lots of conversations I've had with men, lots of conversations I've had with women, just about other sexual type things that I like to tackle. So I'm in the middle of writing a song, and I wanted to give you a preview of what that song is. And the name of the song is If You're Ready to Learn. So let me give you what the chorus is. I'm going to give you a little bit of the track. This is what I say. Let me show you how your pussy works. Since you didn't bring it to me first, I have lots of things to show you. If you're ready to learn, let me show you how your pussy works. Let me give you a little bit of the track to give you an idea of what this is going to sound like. Why? idea of what's coming, I'm going to show you real soon and tell you how you can get it right there for your own. Let me know what you think. Peace.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. The Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Sandy J, your girl, Nathan Jackson, your girl, T. Malini. Coming Friday night with a little snippet of this song, if you're ready to learn.
Somebody from Apple will trust it.
So, yeah, I told you that Brian, it feels weird here that for Brian McKnight, because he always makes those soppy behind songs.
Crabby songs.
I would make them kind of songs. You don't make these freaky, freaky Jacques sound of songs. That's the concept of coming out of Jacques now, not Brian McKnight. But, anyways, I see we got our guest, special guest tonight on the show. If I'm not mistaken, is this a beautiful, intelligent, and talented Erin Romani Kane?
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I'm glad to know that. I'm glad to have you on the show. As you know, you just heard me as myself, my two great co-hosts, Nate Seduction and T. Molina. So, yeah, so you got a triple threat coming at you tonight, so I hope you're ready for anything we're going to throw at you.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go, okay. You heard y'all.
Okay.
Y'all, I don't know when. These guests this week, y'all become a heart.
Okay. I see you, girl. Okay.
Since you said that, yeah, no, okay. Well, first off, my first record, I think that was early on right before you got married. So now I'm gonna give you a formal congratulations on the air. Congratulations for getting married and living a happy life.
Thank you. Happy wife, happy life.
Yes.
So going to jump into a time machine. As far as with Marlon, like what led you to get into Marlon in the first place? Was it like something that you always wanted to do, or was it something that kind of sprung up for you?
Well, yes. From growing up, seeing Naomi Campbell and Tyra Banks, them are like one of my biggest idols. So seeing them do it was like, okay, I can do it. And then
Naomi Campbell is still doing it. Ooh wee.
I know.
She's still like a glass of nice ice cold water.
So, yeah. And then I started around when I was like 15, 16, modeling. Someone had came up to me and my mom while we was at Dollar Tree. She was out shopping, and she had stopped me and my mom. So she gave my mom her card, and after that, Model was born.
Now, like, so going to that, although, you know, you said you kind of really pretty much started at 15, 16, at what point did you realize you were going to take it completely serious?
I started to really take it serious after high school. Graduated in 04, so after that, I was doing my modeling. And then I had stopped for a bit to go to college. I did 2 years of criminal justice, and then after that, I went back modeling.
Nice. What school did you go to?
Well, I went to a community college out in Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. It's some fine people in Michigan.
Okay,
goodness.
You're from the Midwest, okay.
Okay. Yeah, one of my old girls, she actually did Detroit.
Yeah.
So to the point, there's a lot of fine women up in the area.
Yeah, that's where I found my husband at.
Oh. Now you're going to have him over there blushing, or he's going to be walking around filming himself all day. You know, they don't make it like me. You know? Oh, Lord. So far with modeling, what would you say has been one of your pros out of it thus far that you like best about it?
Well, I love like the fashion. I'm doing the fashion again. I love doing that. It's creative, and
mm-hmm.
you can just be whoever you want to be in different clothes. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen you've been doing a lot of vintage. I've been watching you on some of your news, so you've been doing a lot of vintage vibes.
Yes. I'm starting to branch out in that a little bit more.
So even going back to what you've done a little bit of everything, which is why somebody wanna say, are you a real model, they can't never say that to you. Because you've done pretty much everything in the sun with modeling. How important, from your point of view, how important is it for a model to be versatile and not kind of pigeonhole themselves in just one style?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, madam. I was saying, as far as for other models, for them listening, taking the advice, like how important do you think it is for a model to be versatile and not being pigeonholed into doing just one style?
Well, it's very important because in the new generation now, like you can't do the vixen look no more, like the vixen modeling and stuff like that, because nowadays they want big booty and big ass. Big ass and big titties. So they have to go do different fields like sports, runway, fashion. They have to do it all.
I don't get why that's the case. Like, because I agree with you on that, which is crazy, but I don't like how. Again, it's gotten to the point where you can't, where the industry's trying to tell you in order to do Bordeaux and whatnot, you have to pretty much be, you got to have this astronomical booty and stuff in order to do it. But when you look around in real life, a lot of these dudes be checking for these slim chicks. They just don't be wanting to mention, they don't want to tell it out loud. I think that's just ultra stupid. So why not have, you know, why not have an industry to reflect how people are every day? People like people of all shapes and sizes, not just one size fits all.
Right. Like with runway, you have to be this petite little thing. You have to be like 5'9", 5'6", 11", or whatever, walking the runway.
Mm-hmm.
But with my height, I've been walking the runway for a minute, and I'm only 5'6".
Hello.
I'm
glad to hear that.
Don't be little.
In her mind,
she's not
5'6".
I am
5'6". Her head is 5'6".
Yo, he's back there, kind of. I hear that thing. Tell him, but hey, I heard him. Oh, yeah, he's 5'6". You got to cut the heart, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I have to deal with. He's silly.
Nate saying, what? 5'6"? I'll never see that. So, yeah. They going to give you back for that one. But, okay, so I was going to say, so I talk about the good. Like, you can't talk about the good, but I talk about the bad. What's the one of the worst experiences you've had, Marlon?
I really haven't had no really bad experience.
I ain't lucky.
I mean, I really haven't. Not with doing the lingerie or the runway. It's like every field that I do, I take passion. I take passion in it. It is like when I meet people, they like, yeah, we want her.
Okay,
so,
I'm gonna ask this question deeper. I think there's something here that I'm not. That I didn't ask, but it gets something. Have you had an embarrassing moment?
Yes.
I knew it. See, I was like, no. She ain't busting behind or nothing. Let me re-ask the question, Your Honor.
Yes. My heel had got stuck on the runway.
Oh, no.
Yes. So it's like, because the dress was real long, and my heel got stuck on the lace part of the dress.
Uh-oh.
And I tumbled a little, and I bounced back up, and I kept it going.
Like nothing happened, just kept on walking.
Right.
That's why I give them respect. How can y'all walk in heels, man? How y'all do it? I just don't get how y'all do it.
Well, it's hard. Since I just had two kids, so I really haven't been wearing heels for a while. So it's like I have to get back in the feel of wearing them.
I know why you do that too. You do that because Every black mama, they don't really wear heels that much. They wear flat shoes in case their kid get to cutting up and they get that take
no.
their shoe off and use it as a
no.
give them a whooping.
No, that's not where. That's not where.
They be kicking in the kitchen and they're like, get to cutting up here or make me take my shoe off.
No. No. No, because
that is not the reason.
When you pregnant, your feet swells up, so you don't want to be walking around with no heels.
Right.
You want to be comfortable.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Swell.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, it's the only reason.
Yeah, y'all had them flat shoes on, so y'all can have one hand while you're cooking, and the other one in case you're getting the cutting up. And say, you think I'm playing? Don't be or if you decide to act up in public. Don't be acting up in public. Don't look at nothing. Don't touch nothing. Don't smell nothing.
Oh, I hate that moment. That's what I hate. Like, I have a 6 and an 8 year old, and it's like every time, and 8 girls, and it's like every time we go through the mall or something, they always I'm be looking like. Up, you gotta go ask your daddy. Go ask your daddy.
And how many? Okay, if you had to give a percentage, how much of a percentage has he caved in when they went and asked him?
Percentage of when they ask him for something?
Yes. What's the percentage of their success rate?
Not good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So he's third. Okay.
So he'll tell him in a minute, no.
Or the proverbial word, go ask your mama.
Yeah.
But
and sometimes.
No. So then I said.
And then when he say no, it'd be like, okay. Because I'm the one that spoiled them. So it's like.
Okay.
I'm trying
there
to get out of that. So that's why I sent him to daddy.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. Okay, I'm going to throw it over to throw the tea. I'll throw the tea next. Let her agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it hard being a model and a mom at the same time?
No, it's kind of fun. Because I have four girls. So it's like they look up.
You said you got
to
four?
Me. Four girls.
Oh, you got a handful.
You're all together. We all together is six.
What? I just got one, and it's kind of hard right now because she's like 9 months. So.
Yeah, my one year old is crazy. Like, she'll take our phone. It's this game called Panda Pop. If you don't give her the phone so she could play Panda Pop, she go crazy and start falling on the floor crying.
Mm.
So she's getting into that the terrible twos.
Nah, that was my niece cutting up. She's cutting up her terrible twos. If you didn't cut on Disney Junior fast enough, she was on you.
Yeah. Don't leave out the room with the girls in the room. You come back, it's on the Disney Channel. And then you got to sit there to watch Jesse, and it's the rerun.
Oh, yeah.
And they call the show? Oh, man.
Yeah. So you're sitting there, you know, the end, the beginning, and everything else. And they just sit there and watch it over and over and over again.
I know all the clever episodes by heart. I'm trying to tell you.
My niece, her show was on Little Einstein. She would go, she would get lit. If Little Einstein came on, she was up the rest of the night.
I hate that show.
It made kids too hyperactive, man. It'd be cutting up when that show come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hush, you hear me forgetting. Be quiet. You stay on your side.
I am.
Okay. Is there anything else you do besides modeling?
Yes. Me and my husband own Kane Management and Kane Empire Records, and we also run Tequila Boutique. So we also manage artists.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I'm also an A&R for One Body Enterprise.
Okay.
Y'all just like me. I gotta have multiple streams of things going, or I'm gonna lose my mind. I just don't want any free time to give me time to do anything that's not productive.
Yeah, I try to stay busy.
That's what I'm starting, y'all. I'm starting a mom and me boutique. Okay. Anyways, we get sidetracked. Okay. You messing me up. Okay, what's the best thing about being a mom? Be quiet.
The love and the bond. I have different bonds with, like, we have different bonds. like with the girls, we could sit and watch movies, do hair, nails, makeup. They love staying in my makeup box. And then with the boys, they really lay back. They like to theyself some all the time. So you barely see them until they come in the room and wanting something. But, yeah. Like with my 4-month-old, it's like when she smiles, it's like the bond. It's like so amazing. And then the bond that her and her 1-year-old sister have, I love it.
Oh, that's so cute. I want me a boy. Don't you cry.
This is so awful.
You don't even have kids, hush.
I will someday, T. Don't be discriminatory against people who don't have kids, okay? I love the kids.
Right.
You should go have some.
Get you some. There you go.
I will one day. Right now, I'm just practicing.
Okay. Well, you always work with the babysit.
I'll give you my rates. I'm
okay,
a little steep.
$5 an hour. I got you.
I'm worth more than $5. I come with the premium games. Everything, I might even do some jumping jacks and everything with them. So I don't know.
Well, she can't jump, so I don't know what type of jumping jacks you want to be doing.
I don't know about that. I saw her do the other day. She sure was jumping.
Yeah, what's she gonna do? She gonna jump in the pool? See, look, you always get sidetracked. Okay, Nate, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think she doing something.
I know. Maybe that Metro piece against. Oh, dang, she was on me.
Oh, no, you.
I
no,
still
right?
Must have dropped since she came in. But then they probably only had the whole conversation.
Yeah, I wasn't talking.
Ah, there you go. Got
okay,
you, man. I was like, what the hell? No wonder why you were so quiet. I was like, they quiet?
You're so petty.
Petty. That's your new name.
I embrace
anyway.
Y'all see I do a segment called Petty J. Duff, but it don't bother me.
Okay, anyway. It's Nate Seduction. So, my question is, what obstacles do you face being a model?
I didn't hear you.
What obstacles do you face being a model?
Can you say that again?
What obstacles do you face being a model?
Let me see. Okay, like when my manager be trying to submit me for things or whatever, it's like they only be wanting like the Caucasian girls or they only want to talk to me instead of him. Oh, we want the a brunette. And stuff like that. So I'll be like, damn it. Maybe next time.
I want to stop on what you just made. I don't like that whole crap where people act like they can't talk to the manager, especially the manager is easygoing. Why can't you talk to the manager?
Yeah. Like,
it's like they always hit me in my inbox, and I'd be like, go talk to my manager. Oh, I prefer to talk to you. Why? Go talk to him. Because talking to me not gonna get me to do a shoot. You have to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a lot of people probably just ignorant, and they rather just talk. I kind of hate that too. If I tell them to contact this person and go through me, they don't want to do that. But if you want to book me, that's what you got to do. Sorry.
Right.
But, okay. Besides Tyra Banks and Naomi Campbell, who else do you look up to?
My mom.
Oh. I'm saying the modeling world.
You are so emotional.
No.
Well, my mom, she's the model for Montgomery Ward. When Montgomery Ward used to be up and running.
Fun fact for you. Technically, running still is Fort Worth.
It is.
Like, they took the old Montgomery Ward building. It was this huge building, and then they made it into a big shopping center and Lofts.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it looked nice. So it's called Montgomery Plaza to pay homage to them. And this, oh my God. Stroll past it today.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so by you having four daughters, have you thought about having your own modeling agency for young girls?
Yes. I also manage them.
Nice.
They've been in movies, commercials. And they kind of a little bit fell off after we relocated to Texas. But they've been asking me to get back in it. So, yeah. So I'm going to take that step and get them back in it.
Okay, that's real nice, real nice. So as far as in your personal life, now, how long have you and your partner been together?
15 years.
15 years. Okay.
Oh my God.
Need a tissue.
This is too much.
Okay, so do it be like any jealousy involved or anything? Or do we have a problem with certain things that you wear?
Oh no, he loves showing me off.
Ooh.
I know that's for sure.
He loves showing me off.
Mr. Kelly?
he say I'm the shy one.
He the shy one. I'm the loud outspoken.
Because after I had the two kids, it's like I've been trying to cover up. He was like, no, where this? I'm like, no. Because the 6 and 8 year old be like, you wearing this outside? Put some on. I'm like, okay, I'll put something on over it.
You hear your
okay,
on your red dress.
Okay, so I have one last question. I always ask my guests this question every time I do an interview. So, what's the worst place you have sex?
You say what?
What's the weirdest place you had sex?
Let me serve. In a hospital bed?
Whoa.
Oh, man. Y'all just telling these answers, man. What is going on this week? We got people on the front porch, bounce houses, in the middle of Arizona. What is going on?
Yeah. But I need to get in touch with my wild side, because y'all are wild.
I know, man. I thought I was wild. Man, I need to step it up a little bit.
Right.
Okay, wow. That's really interesting. So did the doctor or nurse walk in on you?
No, actually, they didn't.
Oh, that's good.
The heart monitor was going up, was beeping loud.
They just told him he couldn't sleep in a hospital bed with me no more. So they probably knew something was up.
Oh my God, that's just hilarious! Wow,
yeah.
Nate, I don't know, Nate. She, you know how you, Nate, she got up there with you on that one. That was pretty
hot.
That was.
She up there.
She up there. That one got up there. She got up there with you.
Mine is perfect. My was church, the Lord's house.
You say where?
Church.
Oh, wow. Hallelujah.
I got blessed twice.
I need just get my anointing oil. I'm gonna rebuke y'all. That's these spirits.
You're so stupid.
Okay, so my final two questions for you. One, like, how is it? I see, like, y'all, like, on Facebook Live, y'all do live reviews of music.
Yes.
You know, what made you decide to go that route is, you know, have you had lots of success with it thus far?
Well, we get a lot of inbox of music from SoundCloud, from YouTube. So one day we decided to just go live with it. Since that's where they wanted to put all their music. And then we let them know, send your MP3 to our email, and we go live. Even the viewers participated in as well.
Yeah, I like that. Like, I was watching a couple of them. I like that better, because it's better than just an artist just tagging you to a music link. Like, it's not gonna really help you just tagging you. Don't you want some feed? Doesn't feed live feedback from your fan base have a better impact? So I agree. Like, I like the fact that y'all do that. It makes it better than just being a tagged post.
Right.
So my very, very last question. If you could wave your magic wand and change anything that you've done in your career, what would you do better? Yes, my damn.
Let me see. Do my research a little bit more on the modeling.
Okay, so I got another push.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, it's a lot of scams out there.
I'm still here.
So,
like,
I used to run through them a lot until I just sat back and just started researching them.
Unfortunately, I did too. I still get Modern Mayhem with these inbox. I just got an inbox today. Some people all know what they've been trying to. What they must not know, I wasn't born yesterday. All right, which one was that, you, Key, or was that you, Nate, if you had another question?
That was me.
Oh, okay.
So, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, my question is, since you are married, have you and your husband ever had a threesome before?
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
I'm not ready for that one.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, girl. Okay.
Wow.
I know that's right.
Shoot, my husband better be ready.
You went with me.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so. As far as two things. One, how can people stalk you? And when I say stalk, I don't mean like the traditional sense of stalking. I mean, because in this sense, when people follow you on social media, they just press the follow button and they don't really follow what you're doing. Stalkers, they follow what you're doing and they support it. So, where on social media can people stalk you at?
Where I really don't be on Instagram, but you can follow me on Erin Imani Kane. You can also follow me on Twitter at Erin Imani Kane. And on my fan page on Facebook, Erin Imani Kane.
I like that. It's smooth. Everything is in order. I like that. I hear you got like 20 different usernames that don't go together. I like that. It's a smooth transaction.
Yeah, I make sure everything's the same, including the password, so I won't forget it.
Yeah, I always think there's some kind of variation. Cause especially like at work, I've always got to change them. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. There's always some corny magic spell or something. I don't know what that's about. Like for something like Marshmallow 12 or something like that.
Okay. So you be hungry to make your paper.
Who's going
to
think our password is Marshmallow 12? It's not it,
hungry.
But yeah, nice try.
It's hungry.
Okay, the last thing is, what do you have coming up that we need to be aware of for the remainder of the year?
Well, we have an event in Mesa, Arizona, September 30th at Maya Pizza Bar and Grill. I have two photo shoots, one in Mesa. It's a desert shoot. Then I have a jungle shoot in California. Then
nice.
when I come back home, I have another shoot, then to Dallas, another shoot.
Oh, wait. When you come to Dallas?
Shoot.
Hold on, let's not skip past it. When do you come to Dallas? I heard the magic word. You said Dallas, and my ears sprung up. When do y'all come to Dallas?
We coming to Dallas, what, between the 13th to 15th October.
Okay, y'all let me know when y'all come, because we got to get something to eat and stuff. Let me know when y'all coming.
Okay.
And
at the end of the year, in December, we have an Empire cover coming out.
Nice.
Yes. The real Cookie and Lucius.
I like it. Most definitely. Well, we appreciate you for coming through. You were a great guest. You were
Thank
a great
you.
Sport, so we appreciate you much. So. Thank you, audience. Thank you for the nice hand claps. All right, well, that being said, you know, now that you have called into the show, you're now part of the family. And as far as your managerial side, anytime you got some music that you want to play, you know you can just send it in to us. So just let us know.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, girl.
You are so slow, man. What's wrong with you?
Why are you always laughing at me? I'm not being funny, okay? I am not being funny.
You are.
All right. Okay, I did not ask for your input, May and T. Okay? Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, so... That's wild, man. That's what we're not going to do today. All right, so let's go to another music break. We come back. We're going to go ahead and go to, yes, I just add some more time, so y'all good. We come back. We're going to do Crickets of the Week. Y'all should know. Y'all know how this game goes right now. Y'all know it's one person who always going to make it to Crickets of the Week, and then I got some other people. Y'all know y'all foul as hell. Y'all going to be on Crickets of the Week as well. And... Nate, can you give us a tease? What you got coming up for Seduction 101?
I'm going to be coming up for the Dick Challenge.
Whoa! Oh, wow. All right, let's go ahead and go to the music break immediately. Okay, shout out to family love. Shout out to my cousin, Sin Wright, Fisher and Spears. I just can't take it. We'll be back after this.
Yeah. It's so tan and it's so time to go in. Yeah. Swag is climbing. Never declining. So without further ado, it's Sin Wright that already you know murder this dude. And by the way, Spears.
That me and my niggas about to get his game of faceless, like a chain of beef. So over top, everything that we see is faceless. They try to damage me with this hip hop, cause it's so full of all that fake shit. And we sat back for more than a minute, no longer can we take it.
Can be the king of Jersey, and I say it proudly. You can see everything so real about me, cause my flow level's up there where the clouds be. I was sent here to raise eyebrows, won't sweat. sweat it like dry towels. And by the way, my nigga, I won't change like five vows.
Well, can't be that me and my niggas about to get a game of faceless. Like a chain of feet, so over top, everything that we see is faceless. They try to change me with this hip hop, cause it's so full of all that fake shit. Take it, take it.
How can I say talent is running this family? That was my boy, Sin Wright. And Spears, you know, just my boy, Sin Wright. Blood cousin, love him to death. He just, shoot, he lives out here in Texas now, too. So, you know, just something about that blood we got just makes us awesome. I guess I'll start with Crickets of the Week, because Crickets of the Week is pretty sad. So I already get the sad stuff out the way so that they can kick the mood right back up. So shoot, let me go ahead and get this off my chest. So first Crickets of the Week. I want to go ahead and give Crickets of the Week to this, and thanks to my dad for sending me this video, because, you know, sometimes Crickets of the Week I don't have all my Crickets of the Week picked. Sometimes they get picked while I'm on the show, because something comes in just at the right time that earns my, that is just due to get voted. So my dad sent me this video of this cop raping a young black girl in his custody. Woo. Y'all heard me. It's a cop raping this black girl, this young black girl in his custody. Before I go any further, hold on. Let me give him his just due, some goddamn crickets. Before I go any further, TNA, what you got to say about this? Now, it's fucking foolery right here.
First and foremost, rape is not okay. Rape is something that should not be played with. From experience, I've been raped before. So rape is something that I really take seriously. And any person who rapes somebody, they just need to be cut off, period, point blank.
Good point.
Right.
Thank you, Nate. I'm going to throw it over to T.
Why you can't throw it over to me? Well, I don't think rape is good in no situation, no matter if y'all married, y'all dating, talking, or whatever. It's never an excuse for rape. But my thing is, like, then cops want to justify saying they can do it because they're the cops. But, you know, at the end of the day, no one should be a victim of rape.
Mm-mm-mm. So, yeah, so that leads me to my point. Here we go. Try to be a nice hand. Or I'm going to say it necessarily going to be nice, but trying to not yell too much. Let me tell you something. I don't know where y'all damn cops out here. Or some of y'all damn cops out here. Y'all think y'all, because y'all got that badge. That badge means y'all can do whatever the hell y'all want to do, because you got some kind of, because that badge resembles you have power. That's because you got power don't mean you get to abuse it. In the words of Uncle Ben, when he told Spider-Man in a Spider-Man movie, he said, with great power comes great responsibility. Well, a lot of y'all acting ear fucking responsible. It's ridiculous. Like, if it's not killing us, if y'all not killing us, y'all beat us up enough to where, hell, man, we lucky to get away with our lives. Or you're raping us. You talking disrespectfully to us. You talking about us in third person. Somebody else saying that at least. If you were a black person, I would have done such and such. That, it's just ridiculous. And it just keeps going back to my point with this Colin Kaepernick stuff. Y'all still don't fucking get it. This is why. Because it's only getting worse. And people are blaming, they want to blame President Obama for that. Well, President Obama did it, it just got worse. It's not that it got worse because of President Obama. Let's fucking keep it. Let's be all the way 100. Because of social media, they probably been doing this shit, but because of social media, it's more rarely available to where we know we can see that how often this stuff is happening. And that's just something that gets taped. I don't even count for something that don't get taped. But this is just ridiculous. How are y'all allowed to? How are you allowed to be to wear that badge? And for those of y'all that do wear the badge, and y'all hear this kind of stuff, and y'all sit there and let these people walk around and do this stuff over and over again, you're part of the problem. Stop suspending these motherfuckers to pay. Because if I did that shit at my job, I'd be fired tomorrow. So, yeah, that dude definitely deserved. So, thanks to my dad for sending that in. That was, he definitely deserved a fucking cricket. That was ridiculous. Get the hell out of here, man. I know it's hump day, but y'all, man, shit, not like, that's not what we want when we talk about hump day. Fuckery like that going on. Mm-hmm. Woo, Lord. Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, so when you get your crickets out the way, I got two crickets.
Okay, I got one. I got another one. Y'all motherfuckers out here who, first off, Donald Trump out here talking that cash high, that cash shit, starting shit with other countries, calling them Rocket Man and shit, and Double Dog daring them to, why don't y'all just have a fuck? Y'all just cut this damn pissing contest off. And why don't y'all just go on to these leaders of these countries that want to start so much trash? How about y'all just go in the middle of the field and fight each other? And get out the way since y'all want to have a pissing contest and play the whose balls are bigger than the others. Like, get the hell out of here, man. Y'all put the other people's lives online. Now, if a damn rocket make it to the U.S., which at this rate, yeah, 50 tons. Well, we have all these genes that are combated. Shit, eventually someone's going to get the fuck through. Just like those motherfuckers got them damn planes through, oh, them one of them missiles going to make his way through.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's one part of that, John Trump. The other part, the people out here, I'm getting quicker for the people out here who really think this man for the end child support? Get the hell out of here. How'd y'all fall for that shit? Y'all just be sharing shit. But then y'all the same people who want to sit there and tell me the men control the weather. But y'all believe that Donald Trump for the fucking get rid of child support. Get the hell out of here. Y'all can't be that fucking dumb. Mm. Goodness. Just read this run with whatever y'all see. Y'all's the first thing y'all see post. So, y'all get crickets for that shit too. So let me go ahead and find my crickets and before I let my girl T get some because you say you got some too. So yeah, I'm gonna let you get your crickets in. But I gotta fire before you continue. I gotta fire out the crickets for each of those of you. Cause that is ridiculous. Ridiculous, man. All right, T, what's the two crickets you have?
Okay. Well, the first one is about this nurse. Well, she worked with the baby. So, of course, she's white and the baby is black. So she made the baby dance like a puppet to a rap song and stuck her middle finger up at the baby and called him Baby Satan and put it on Facebook and Snapchat.
Okay. She still have a job?
Yeah, she's out of a job. But my thing is, if you're going to do that, why post it? Nobody would have known but you.
I mean, I'm glad you did, because now we know what kind of shit be going on, and then you be watching these motherfuckers.
I'm convinced they do all this in the hospital. When I had my baby, she was like, "You want me to take her to the nursery?" No, she was good right here beside me. She was like, "You sure you don't want to get rest?" Oh, I'm going to get rest. She's going to be right here. Goodbye. I almost had a heart attack because she was like, "Well, do you want the baby to have a bath?" I was like, "Yeah, is you going to bring her back?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm just going to wash her up." Okay, bring her back. For real, like, she was like, "You want me to take her to the nursery?" I said, "No, you can push me and we can take her together." Yeah. Okay, the next one is for Kevin Hart.
I knew you were going to do it. I tried to say he's not doing that one, but it's too easy.
Yeah, but come on now. You're married. You made a sex tape. Like, the girl wasn't going to leak it. Really? I really don't understand men. And she's pregnant and you doing all of this?
But at the end of the day, a man only do what a woman allows. If you allow your man to cheat, your man is going to keep cheating. So the perk is to both of them. Because
you knew what you were getting yourself into when you married
him.
Exactly, because
he cheated on you with his first wife. Yeah, she's definitely going to stay with him. She's not going to leave him. But the proof is for both of that.
Yep.
You dumb as hell for cheating and making a sex tape on top of that, and she dumb as hell because she was a side chick and now you married.
Yep. You know the saying, how you get them is how you lose them.
So why you bother me when you know better?
And then, this is only, y'all only been married for a year. Come on now.
I think the only reason why she made a big deal about her being mad about her being mad at him is because it made the social media. Because if he would have just came out and told her, I don't think she would have made this big of a deal.
So what is she saying? Because I ain't seeing what she said.
She's just saying she just wanted to keep her privacy and all of that. And she said she don't know what she's going to do right now. Girl, you know what you're going to do.
She knows she's going to stay with her. He cheated while you pregnant. You go stay.
Yeah. It's crazy because she can get alimony if she do decide to divorce him. She don't have no job.
She can get alimony. Travel stripper.
Not a job. She's pregnant right now, but she don't have a job.
She's disabled. She's not disabled. I guess if that's how you want to play the game you want to play right now. Maybe to you.
She can definitely get alimony, though.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, she's going to be dumb and stay with her husband.
Mm-hmm. For the weekend. She tried to upgrade for being the weekend. To be there every day. No, honey. No, you're
upgraded
no.
from the weekend to being the wife.
Mm-hmm.
With you, baby. With you, baby. With you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know that was cold. I'm way better than Silver. Did you hear them run? Do whatever you need, girl. Oh,
and another cricket. So them
what?
People that don't have a mind of their own and want to do this Irene challenge, like, how sick can y'all be? Like, seriously. And then y'all joking and laughing.
Well, I've been watching Irene Charles. I've been trying to find a way not to find out those videos. What the hell is the Irene Challenge?
It's basically like, you seen the video that Irene did. They're just really basically just redoing what she did.
No, I don't know what happened.
The video.
Oh, Irene is the chick that he cheated on.
Huh?
Who's Irene?
We're talking about two different things now. Irene is the girl, Kanika friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I get what people were talking about. Like last week, y'all was all woke, and this week, now y'all doing the challenge. Now y'all being messy as fuck this week. Crickets. I was trying to press a damn cricket. It was not helping me. There we go. Okay, so, Nay, it's that time. Nay.
It's that time to turn this thing on.
I'm about to go. This is your time to shine. This is your time, honey.
Okay, so a lot of people are going for the P challenge. Now, I'm going for the D challenge.
Oh, Lord,
so,
tough for you.
Do y'all want to know what I do for that D?
Oh, Lord. What would you do for that D, man?
For that D. I will
slap your mama for that D. Wow. I will beat up your baby mama
for that D. I'll travel face to face, city to city for that D. I might let a nigga move in for that D.
Wow.
They must have some lipstick, girl. You let him move in.
You funny as hell. So I made that a status earlier. Like, I don't know why people be taking my Facebook post like seriously. So someone just screenshotted what I said and go inbox me and tell me that it's right. Like, bitch, if you don't get your ugly ass out my motherfucking inbox, bro.
Wait, so you wouldn't? So if a dude, like, was consistently dicking you down, dude, you ain't gonna move in?
Yes, I'm like, I'll play stepmama to your kids for that
thing. Lord.
Nah, for real, though. For real. I mean, if it's that good.
I'm so done. Are you participating in this this
fuckery? What would you do for that D? Would you slap a nigga mama for that D?
Sure. Slap his mama, his cousin, his uncle, look. I even slap his wife. And I'm
wow.
Girl, slap his bald head. Ain't he enough?
Oh my goodness.
Look,
but yeah.
For that D.
Mm-hmm. But it gotta be A1 though.
Okay, heavy, I'll take you on a weekend. I'll take you on a weekend for that beat. You take them Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, then you send them my way for that beat.
Oh, Lord. Okay, SZA.
Okay, what would you do? Same question, reverse.
Right. What would
you
do,
what the hell? What the hell catch just asked me? What would I do for that D? Get the hell out of here.
No. I said reverse.
Y'all could get some goddamn cricket trading around like that. Y'all better get the hell out of here.
Okay, you missed the whole thing. I said reverse.
You said
reverse. Well, then say what it is reverse. Don't say reverse. You asked me the damn question right. Don't say reverse.
I said same question reverse.
Ask it right. What's the question? Don't say no reverse. Don't be lazy. Ask the goddamn question. Okay. For a sleep force. For I do without sleep force.
For that sleep
force. You don't play step daddy.
Shoot, man. I get my whole tax income check, refund check just so I get for that pussy.
Oh, no, you tweaking.
I heard you, Nate. Stop fucking playing. They try to fucking play over there.
I said,
I play with it, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep sweat for that pussy.
Shoot dog.
Make it. And see, while we're hitting, I'd be like, make it last forever and ever.
You are fine.
So that's the theme song to me not wanting to nut yet. I'm like, make it last forever and ever.
I'll call
to my job and tell my boss they ain't shit for that pussy.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I ain't telling you that you ain't shit. I got some things to do with it.
I'm calling
him
sick for that.
If y'all know me, y'all know how serious it is. I will watch every reality show, Real Housewives, all the Basketball Wives, all that. Binge watch it with you for a weekend for that horse.
I don't know who won't binge watch anything.
I've been finishing series on Netflix in the freaking weekend. That's nuts.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, then I send them my way.
Okay, you know what? Nate is gloating because she got some on Monday. That's the day this is about. Nate, don't nobody give a damn you got some on Monday.
Look, I have sex on my radio show for that
beat. Don't make me call you out.
Yeah, I have a couple times for that beat.
See,
you missed it
because
I have a couple times, but I had to, you know,
use the phone. Oh, I caught you. Come on. Nate was over there. I was mad. I was like, what the hell, man? Throw it back.
For that D.
I've done it twice. One on this show, one on the show I was visiting. It's the only time.
Man, I did it a couple times on the show. I ain't gonna even lie. Probably like a good 5 or 6 times.
I was chilling.
No.
I was trying to actually do my job and host the show. And that person does not gonna let me make you about you about let them at least jack me off while I was doing the show. And I was like, wow, fine. Because they were getting impatient, and they wanted to at least have something to play with until they could get what they wanted.
Thanks.
And then they begged me for that D. Can I at least give them something to the music break? Break them off some quickies in the music break. So I'm like, oh, my God. Fine, I will do so.
Y'all lucky y'all didn't hear me doing the show.
Shit. I'm talking
to
you. Man, one day y'all just gonna hear me. I'm not gonna care. This ain't the first time it's happened on Blog Talk Radio. That was a regular occurrence.
Look, it's gonna be a live sex tape.
I might get bold and do something while I'm on the show. We'll see. We shall see.
Hey, we might go viral after I do that. Who's that girl? Who's on it right there?
We used to have, not sex wise, but we used to have people falling asleep and shit. Oh, they forgot they was on the air. They fell asleep. My girl Mr. Keeley, she used to call it. Oh shit, man, I fell asleep. Oh, people are like, no, I already told this before. One time I had it was 11 now. I had a lap on 11 minutes song because I knew I was gonna go to sleep. I woke up right on time. That song ended, I was like, okay, welcome back, everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'll do it in a second. Yeah, how about that?
How about it?
But yeah, so yeah, so that is,
they over here
talking
about for that
team. All right, so public service, but community announcements. Y'all have anything coming up that we need to know about? Starting with the queen of giving us that bullshit, Nate. What do you have coming up?
You are so stupid. I hate you. The next week, next Saturday. Stay tuned. Watch my Snapchat. Watch my Bob video. You know, be on the lookout. And I finally have access to my main Facebook again. So I'll be on that page. I got like 4 Facebooks, but I'll be on my number one Facebook when I'm in my head because I finally got access to that page after it's been over a year. So I've been blocked from that page.
Oh, your fan page? You probably got access to your fan page?
Yes, my fan page, my regular page, Mike.
Good, man. I know it's been driving us. I'll be wanting to tag it because it's going to promote your business more. But you piss me off.
Yes, I finally have access back to that. So I'm temporarily blocked from it for 7 days, but I finally have access back to it. At first, it was saying it was disabled. Now it's not disabled anymore.
Speak with Tina. Update her to her, so say Tina Model.
I don't know how to do that. Okay.
It's very easy. Nate, I can tell you. Don't want to hear it. Okay. Miss Thompson.
I changed my last name.
To call you? Oh, okay. Any announcements?
Huh?
You have any announcements?
I thought you were saying something. Anyway.
No, I didn't say that. You were hearing me.
Yeah. Okay,
you say you changed your last name. I'm going to say what you changed it to. That's all.
No last name. Because you're throwing me off. Okay, so if you're in the Richmond area or the surrounding area, okay, it's like an hour, 2 hours, whatever you feel. If you're an aspiring model and you want to build your portfolio, we just pay whatever package you want. One of them come with makeup artists, the whole nine yards. We don't say that. Makeup artists, photographer, hairstylist. Shoot, we even help you pose if you want. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for that, we got you. And we do not, and I repeat, do not do discounts. All right. And I got a photo shoot coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like I said, y'all got to wait for that. It's going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what you got coming up?
I followed Human Canvas, issue number 39, the 4th anniversary issue, dropped last night, as I said it was going to do. Thank you to people who were patient enough for that. That's out. And now I can focus on the next issue and focus on, have some breathing room work for this issue, as well as, you know, be able to edit a lot. I have a lot of photos. I did a lot of photo shoots over the past couple of weeks. Still have supporters. Did one tonight. Got support. Got support the next couple of weeks, man. Like anywhere from four to ten. So it's ridiculous. And then I'll be writing and shooting for X25 Fitness Magazine. I would be with the Bikini Boxing 11 events. So I saw I'll be on this Friday, and I'm lit because it's going to be lit. Let me tell you, it's going to be lit.
Okay.
So, yes.
I am working on becoming a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was something else. Well, and I'm also about to become a brand ambassador to two clothing companies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell y'all who it is yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's it.
Okay.
Speaking of brand ambassador, I just became
a brand ambassador for a major. Watch. Okay, can't hear you, baby.
Yeah,
can't come through the phone, baby.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I just became a brand ambassador for a major watch line.
Okay. I'm surprised.
Hey, girl.
There's a brand I'm surprised you didn't.
They set up my code and everything. I didn't say the name, of course, because I'm not going to say the name. And I actually posted on my Instagram, but I have my code set up and everything. And I get $20 for every person who uses the code.
Nice.
Oh,
I
might
say
buy me something. Yeah, I'm going to be popping.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised you didn't become a brand ambassador. There's two places I'm surprised you didn't become a brand ambassador more. I'm surprised that there's two companies I'm surprised she didn't become a brand ambassador for.
Oh.
That one is the Tiva Amaranth Fudge cookies.
Ooh, cookies. Okay, never mind, I got sidetracked.
That was a Keebler Elf joke if you didn't catch that, T. Nate knows this by now. That's why she's going to kill me for that joke. I'm surprised.
Run that back.
Yes, Nate, how am I helping you?
Run that back.
All right, what do you want your run back?
What was that you said, Shorty?
I said, you looking good tonight, Al Nane.
You sweat on me.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said. You looking good.
Make sure y'all go see, well, if you can, go see the escape tour, because I'm going to be getting that.
Oh, Lord.
Mm. I am. Escape, that's like the best, one of the best creeps. And then,
yeah, that man is a woman.
And you know they got Monica with them? Oh, yeah, you know I got to go. Now, Tamar, I don't really know too many songs by her. December 22nd and go see that.
Or you can just listen to these singing. Did anybody see
no. I will be going in November to go see that. They don't come to y'all until December.
Did anybody see me?
So I wasn't.
Stepped into your house last night. In fact, if she didn't know, it really turned me off.
You know the crazy part is they come to Richmond first, like of all the cities, they come to Richmond first, like really.
You're my little secret, and that's how we
should keep it, babe. We gonna go and see Escape because you really feeling your music. We gonna go see them.
Well, she got a problem. I see you. That you trying to tell me?
Yeah, I want you to want them to show you how it's supposed to be sung.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
Who
that
can
way,
I run to?
Once they show you,
the
you'll have a better understanding.
Who can I run to when I need love? Who can I run to the end of the show? Who can I run to when I need love? Sweet love. All right, I'm done.
Are you done yet? Are you done?
Yes, I'm done. Are we here? Are you here or are you her? Okay. All right, y'all, we are rolling on out. Remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, there's a J. Oh, there's a
J.
And a C.
Or there is a way. Y'all tune the episode of Life at the Dust by your boy, City J, your girls.
Hey, production.
And T. Melina.
Hey, where's that public service announcement we give every hump day?
If you go home,
please do it responsibly.
And
do
it with your own man. Here you go. There's, ooh, T's so sassy. That's my T. Okay, so yeah, so today, T's new segment is, ooh, you so petty. Is that what he's called it? Oh, you so petty?
Yeah. PSA.
Ooh, so
PSA.
Like,
petty PSA. There we go.
Oh, yes. We all on that, y'all. Peace.
Peace.